He never leaves your side. I don't want that to scare you, because you start thinking about the places you've been, the things you've said, where you've been, and how you did it. He's never left your side. God has been standing right there with you, His Spirit inside of you. He hears everything. He knows. He understands. He's never left your side. What a better day, no better day than today to start that closer walk. Amen? Hallelujah. That's your Father in heaven. Amen? Your Father in heaven. Hallelujah. That's why you come to church, you get fed. Maestro, if you'd bring us into a beautiful Sunday morning.
Thank you, Mr. Green.
Thank
just beautiful. That bring you peace. Good morning, everybody. I'm going to ask you if you'll stand and pray with me this morning. Not the prayer that was made by man, but the prayer that was given us by who? Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Hallelujah. That's your God in heaven. Give him praise this morning, church. Sit back and let joy fill you. Good morning, John and Wendy. Good morning. Good to see you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Y'all ready to have a celebration? To hear some good words? How many want to change their life? Sing the hymns unto God. Amen. The hymns in our hymnal that remind us that We need to praise him, and some of these songs reach your heart deeper than others. How many know that? You hear your favorite songs, Elvis Presley songs, some of them touched you deeper than others did. Some people like Sinatra, some of his songs, amen? That's what music does. Music gets into your soul, into your spirit. When you start singing songs to God and they get in your side, they get inside of you, it makes you want more of God, amen? It makes you feel good. Even in times of trouble, you wonder, how can I be feeling good? But see, God is inside you, amen? That God in heaven who loves you, amen? Who gave you this book, this absolutely magnificent book. It's so hard to explain until you start reading it. I was going to read from Acts today, and I'm not going to get close to that, but it was so fascinating to read about Paul in Athens, in the place and the time where that was the center of the world, the greatest university of ancient times, right there, Plato, Socrates, right there in Athens. And these people were they believed in idols. These great minds, these smart people, Paul was in the midst of them saying, you don't even know the God that you worship, because Paul tells them, and I love this, Gary, it says, Paul tells them that you even have a statue to the unknown God. And these are the greatest minds in the world. I'm excited about today. Anybody else beside me excited about today? I hope so. Thank you, my friend. Right there in the see, he knows he's excited because God can do something today. Hallelujah. We're going to responsive reading together Psalm 126 out of God's book. When the Lord brought back the captivity to Zion, we were like those who dream. Hallelujah. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. Hallelujah. He who continually goes forth reaping, bearing seeds for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing. Hallelujah. Good news. Can you say that with me? Good news. Praise God. I know I've been talking to you about meditation. You remember we talk about meditation? And the Bible says, I've talked to lots of people about, what do you meditate on? Oh, I meditate on this, I meditate on that. But God says to meditate on what? His Word. Why? Because it gives you strength, it gives you peace, it gives you joy. Amen. When you meditate on one of His words, it helps you to feel closer to God. And it was so funny that the other day when I was doing my work, I saw on the computer, daily meditations. And I said, well, isn't this good? And I said, let me look at one and see. And it says under daily meditations, exercises to bring spirituality alive, based spiritual practices, reminds us of our sacred connection to nature and the waters that flow through our bodies. So what? And listen to what this meditation is. Just listen. This is meditation. The river is flowing, flowing and growing. The river is flowing down to the sea. Mother, carry me. Your child I will always be. Mother, carry me down to the sea. You meditate on that for a month. The first thing that happens to you, do you understand what I'm saying? This is the world's meditation. Is there anything about God? They call this spiritual meditation. Do you understand? There are many churches in the world that call themselves churches, amen? They make up their own laws, their own rules, their own regulations. How you can belong, what you can do to not belong, how much you have to pay, amen? Are you with me? This is the world's meditation. And I just wanted to bring you, this is stuff that the real stuff that they're doing. And did anybody get anything out of that? I don't want to judge. I just want to be honest. And when I read that, I said, there are people who do this. Amen. People who study that, and that's their meditation. And I do that to bring you here. And by the way, I went to get my promise book because I left mine home. It's part of my study today. And I'm thankful that we have another promise book here. Hallelujah. But meditation. Lord. You don't have to be so quiet. Hallelujah. There you go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Meditate on this. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen? The next time you get afraid, you start meditating on that. Say, look, I follow God, and He didn't give me a spirit to fear again. Amen? Are you with me? There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's meditation. Thank you, Lord. In God I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? I found it right out of this book. Amen. This book is gold. Did anybody have your, you all have them at home? Have you been looking at them and reading? Because this is gold. This book here contains strength for you. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Are you sure? Thank you, Lord.
This is so awesome.
I want you to listen to this. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house. Where? And when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as signs on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them down on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Hallelujah. And it says, therefore, if you lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul, and bind them as signs on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes, you shall teach them to your children. To who? Speaking of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. Hallelujah. What is God telling us there? To teach our children about who? Why? Because it gives them strength. Why? Because it gives them hope. Why? Why? Because it gives them love. Amen? It gives them an idea that this isn't all there is. It tells them that, hey, I'm with you. Rise up and stand with me. Are you with me? Hallelujah. That's right. There you go. There's a lot of things that we do in life, but when we take God out of our lives, what happens? When you remove God out of school, what happens? When you remove Him out of your home, what happens? Something else takes its place, amen? Who's going to teach your children if you don't? You say, well, I don't want to talk about God to my children. I don't want to teach them anything about the Bible. And they go off to school. Who have you left them to? Other people who don't know God, amen? Other people to their ways. Hallelujah. To the mentally disturbed.
I love this book, children. I know you're all, this is
a little different, but I tell you, I love this book. You take this promise book. By the way, welcome our friends. Wendy and John brought some family with them. These are God's promise books, and you're welcome to take one home with you and enjoy it. I guarantee you there's nothing different except God's Word in here and all these different categories, and you can read and be fed. Listen to this. Listen to this, please. When you remove God, you allow other things to enter, amen? When you take God out of our children's life, you allow other things to get in their mind. Listen to what it says here. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. Amen? But the wisdom that is from above, the wisdom from where? Is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Hallelujah. God is telling us, James is telling us right here, why a lot of problems are happening in this world. You see a lot of people, and a lot of young people, unfortunately, to be truthful, lost in this world, amen? Lost in themselves, seeking whatever they think they need to seek, amen? Not seeking God, not seeking help, amen? Not seeking hope for their future, but seeking self, amen? Caught up in a world that tells you that everything is good, everything is needs to be accepted, amen? And causing our children to fail, causing us to fail, amen? God has so much more more for you today. Do you know that? You might say, well, I'm 60, I'm 70, I'm 80. So God says, so what? I got something for you so great today, if you're only willing to take it. How are you going to feel? How would you feel? Now, let me just bring this to you. How would you feel when you pass that someday, that great day, when you leave this world and you enter and you're standing there with God and you're talking to Jesus and you're just loving everything you're seeing, and He's saying, you see this? All these things I had ready for you. You didn't believe. You didn't have enough faith to reach up and grab them. You didn't have enough faith to ask and believe. I had all these ready to give to you. These blessings for you. For you, Gene. For you, Walter. Not to a church, amen? Not to a building. Not to high priest. But to you, amen? Something for you, Dale. He said, today I have something for you. You have a beautiful husband at home. God said, I got a way for you to get into His spirit so that He loves you more. So that He sees you and knows that you are from a gift from God, like my bride is. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, listen, we all have things that we're working through. My hand is up. Anybody else's hand up? I tell you, I seem to be, as I get older, an apprehension to drive on highways. It's not a good thing. And I find my joy being taken away because I want to go to Washington, D.C. Amen? I want to go to Maine. And the first thing in my thought is, oh, I got to go. And you know who that is? Satan. Satan saying to me, don't do that. And I've got things to work on. Amen? I have fears in my life. I have doubts in my life. Amen? I have a son who I haven't seen in so many years. And just pray about that. He lives in Phoenix. He's happy. He's working. I'm happy he's working. But I want to see him. But every day I wake up and I say, Lord, I don't know where he is today. I don't know what he's doing. But Lord, I just give it to you. Keep your hand on him. His mother's not going to tell you about him. So I have to pray. Amen? We all have things. We all have fears. We all have doubts. I don't care how much you know this word. Amen? Paul had doubts. Timothy had doubts. They had fear. Peter had fear. You remember? You remember Peter? He denied Jesus how many times? Why? Why did he do it? Why did he do it? Because he was afraid. Amen? Did he sin? I don't think it was sinning. I think his fear came over him. Amen? So if Peter has fear and Paul and Silas couldn't get along sometimes, I say, you know, this book is real life. So my strength lies in here. Amen? Are you with me? Thank you. So then I see the things like I saw this week happen. You all saw it in the news. And they're all trying to figure out what happened. And they're all trying to figure out how to solve the problem. And everybody's talking about this and talking about that. However you feel about it, that's how you feel about it. But the only thing I keep not hearing, is maybe we need more of God in the world again. Amen? Hallelujah. And I wrote this down. I want to listen to this. This is James Dobson. Listen to this. Children miss nothing in sizing up their parents. If you are only half convinced of your beliefs, they will quickly discern that fact. Any ethical weak spot, any indecision on your part will be incorporated and then magnified in your sons and daughters. Hallelujah. Their faith or faithfulness will be a reflection. Amen? How can we not understand why terrible things are happening to young people? People that are going over there and wanting to join those people, amen, over in Syria. What would make somebody who lives in this beautiful country with all the blessings ahead of you, all the gifts that you can have, want to give up their life to go to a place like that and stand with people like that, amen? The only thing is the devil said, you know what, you gave me so much room, I'm having a field day with your people now. I'm having a field day with your children. And guess what else he's having a field day with? Our churches, amen? Because they've made so many laws that they can't, they made laws. God made some laws. Says, ask for forgiveness and you're forgiven, amen? Come to me and love me. Come and talk to me. Pray with me. God made laws that stand state, right? Amen? But man made laws that they had to change because you couldn't keep it up anymore, amen? And I'm not talking about any special religion. I'm just talking about religion in general, amen? They made laws that weren't in God's laws. And so when they change those laws, what does that do? Adds confusion. How can you possibly go somewhere, sit every day, and then all of a sudden one day they say, oh yeah, by the way, that's not true anymore. Wait a minute. Amen? We have a very beautiful, special friend, a Eucharist minister. Loves God. Oh my God, she's everybody that knows her loves her. Bought 2 medals to give to her children last year. Brought them to her priest. Said, would you bless these for me? And you know what the priest said? Oh, he's not a saint anymore. Oh yeah, we found out that Christopher never really existed. And yeah, he's not a saint anymore. She wasn't devastated. But I'll tell you one thing, she was confused. She said, I wanted to give these to my kids because St. Christopher protects us in our travel. And amen? I had a friend of mine who used to always pray to the saints. You pray to this saint for finding this. You pray to this saint for looking for that. And she said to me one day, is it all right if I pray to the saints? And I don't, listen, if you're talking to God, I don't care what you're talking, as long as you're talking to God. But I said to her, and I said, according to the Bible, and just what I read about Jesus, amen. I said, if you pray to a saint because you lost something, here's what happens. That saint doesn't know where it is, so he has to get up. Wherever Jesus is in heaven, that he's got to go. It might take him 2 or 3 days. And then finally finds Jesus, finds out where the thing is, comes back and he tells you where the thing is. See? You're talking. I said, why don't you just go to the one who knows and the one who loves and the one who is. Pray to Jesus. Hallelujah. Go to this book. I hope you stay clapping later. Oh, I got to do a prayer. Let's do a prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed. Isaiah. Cast your burdens on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Psalm 55. Oh, this is a great prayer. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. It will guard your heart and your mind. As soon as your heart and your mind is at peace, your body begins to heal. As soon as your heart and mind is at peace, you're able to pray. And that peaceful heart, that prayer that gets heard and your faith rises. As soon as your heart and your mind is at peace, you know that it's not you that has to do it. You know that it's not upon you. You know that there's no burden on you. Jesus says, I am the truth, the life, and the way. As soon as your heart and mind are at peace, again I say, your body begins to heal. Lord, we need you so much. The world needs more of you. We need more soldiers to tell people about you. We need more Pauls and Timothys and Marks and Lukes and Johns, Matthews. And not to be afraid, but just to go and tell people that there's a better way. You don't have to struggle with this. God will help you. He will lift you. He will show you. He will make you shine. God will lift you up in ways that you never thought you could be lifted up. He will bring you to places you never thought you even deserved. But because he's your Father and he loves you, he will bring you there. And then you tell others about him. You tell others how you received the blessing. You tell others how you received the healing. How you received the prosperity. How you received favor. And good times. Inside of bad times, you have the good times. And you tell others about God. So this morning we're going to tell you about God. And we're all going to receive his word and his strength. I pray that we leave here stronger in God and weaker in ourselves. In Jesus' name.
I,
I strictly go to the scripture where he said, the Bible says he inhabits, God inhabits the praise of his people. Now I say that the more that we praise him, the more his spirit will be here, that the people will come, amen, that you'll feel his presence, amen. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible, and I'm going to read it maybe next week, that is absolutely amazing. It's in Revelation. It said that the cloud, his spirit filled the church, that the people couldn't even stand. They couldn't clap their hands. They couldn't, because they weren't sad, but his spirit filled the room so much that everybody was just left in like just vapored with his presence in glory. Amen. It's a good thing. I'm not talking about you're just, you know, I'm talking about his glory felt, you felt so close to God that you could feel that, amen, that the church could feel that. I said, wouldn't that be awesome? Wouldn't that be awesome for all of us to feel that close to God? Are you with me? Hallelujah. Without hope, without God, where are you? Where are you? You have two choices, amen? Either you love him or you don't. Either you follow him or you don't. You have two choices. If you omit God from your children's lives, who will tell them? Who will teach them? If you omit God from your life, who's going to tell you? Hey, somebody else you don't want to hear, amen? The older you get sometimes, the harder it is to understand and to admit that I've needed God all this time. But the older you get, as long as you're not based in a religion, you're ready to receive, amen? Sometimes the hardest thing for people, the hardest people to reach are people who are based in a religion all their life, and you can't tell them the good word because you're not qualified. How many here are qualified to tell the good word to somebody? Every hand better go up. You're all qualified to tell somebody about Jesus, amen? You don't have to go to college to tell somebody about Jesus. In fact, you might want to go to college to tell them about Jesus, amen? Because of all the things you saw this week, all the tragedies you saw this week, they're talking about banning this and getting this and doing that. Nobody's talking about maybe our children need to hear more of the good word, amen? And if it offends somebody, I say, well, you know what? I'm pretty offended by what I see right now. So I'll take my chances with God. And if you're offended that I talk to God, then you don't have to listen. Amen? You turn on the TV channel and they're talking about God, you change the channel. Amen? But don't make me change the channel for my children. Amen? Don't make me have to, you know, go to school and find out that my child can't bring a Bible to read when other people are bringing every other book known to man into school. Amen? You can't make sense to that. Hallelujah. And so many so-called churches, and again, please don't get in your head anything. Just understand that there are churches in this world making their own laws, changing laws, compromising God's word. You know why? Because it's become a feel-good society. Amen? Everything that's in here is for our benefit. Everything in here is good. God loves everybody. Say that with me. God loves everybody. But does everybody love God? So you take somebody who doesn't love God, he makes his own religion. All of a sudden, guess what he's done? He's made up his own God. So everything that he does is acceptable because his God says so, amen? But at the end, what does he have? Hallelujah. When churches change their ways and they accept things, it adds confusion, amen? Now I'm going to ask you this to be honest. Does knowing God, does knowing the Bible, does that make you perfect? Of course not. Hallelujah. But again, I say you got two choices. If you choose God, and I know you all do, then I challenge you to do this. I challenge you, if you choose God, to hunger for more God. Amen? Hunger for more. I'm telling you, I did a study in this book. I was hours just reading a half a page of Acts, reading about Paul on my computer. I got so excited. If you like history, anybody here like history and studying history? It's here. You can look it up. You can enjoy yourself. And literature and all the world, history of the world, archaeology. You want to study, you know where to go to study it. Amen? I mean, I went and I learned Greek words, and I what does this mean? And I looked up what this means. We were talking about the Parthenon. Does anybody know what the Parthenon is? I learned this week just by studying what it is, where it was, and what it meant. I mean, it just opened my eyes to knowledge, amen? And the more knowledge you have about godly things in God, the closer you feel, amen? Are you with me? So then I say, hunger for more of God. If you waver about God, and I know we've all done this, if you waver about God at all, Your friends will see it. Your children will see it. If you go here and you go here and you seek this and you seek that, all the time your children are growing up, you know they're going to see your crib. They go here, they go over there. I don't know what they believe. Amen? So you've left them in a place where they don't know what they believe, but they know you don't know what you believe, so they can't listen to you because you don't know what you believe, so they believe something else. You see how easy that is? It's the same thing with your friends and your family. If they see your walk and they don't hear you praising Him and they don't see you giving Him glory, even in bad times, say, well, I got in a car accident, but nobody got hurt. I say, praise the Lord, amen? That's where you started from, amen? Because that's why they call those accidents, amen? All these things that happen to people, if you start learning to praise God through them, it changes your life. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Areopagus and the Acropolis. Oh man, that was such a study. Maybe someday I'll share it with you too. That's great. And Gary, that's going to happen. You're going to do a Bible study. You're going to get yourself in your own Bible study and say, I can't teach it to them because that is too much. Hallelujah. Anybody ever feel like falling away? Stop going to church? You feel like you don't? Everybody should say, yeah, it's always happened to us sometime or another. If you say, oh, I hope I don't backslide. Let me tell you, the more that you let God into your life, the more you hunger for change and you want His strength, the times that you feel like backsliding are normal times, but God will say, no, come on, you know this is where you feel the peace. You know this is where you... And He'll be gentle. He'll take you with Him. Say, come on. You'll go some places. You'll not go to church. You'll not read your Bible for a couple of weeks and realize that you feel a little more frustrated. You feel a little more lost. You feel like a little more self. You feel electricity. And you say, you know, I went to church and I was having such a good time and I was feeling better and I was feeling stronger. And God is saying, come on back. Amen. And when you walk back in the door, you look around and say, ah, this is what I was missing. Amen. The fellowship, the word, my strength was here. Amen. So everybody feels like they're going to backslide. And I would just say, don't even concern yourself about it because God will take care of that. If you're truly searching for Him, you want to face God life with God's help. Amen. How many want to do that? You want to face your problems. I want to face my problems with God's help, not with man's help. The more your spirit will yearn to return for more and more. I told you before, I have hang-ups too, amen? I want to face them with God. Other people can tell you. And sometimes if they tell you that you start to feel better, but then the next step is for you, amen, to trust God. How many heard this expression, it's my way or the highway? Amen? Is that true? You tell God this, it's no longer my way or the highway, but God, please, lead and help me on your expressway. Amen? You want God's help. Amen? It sounds easy, but we're going to get to the part where it's not yours. Anyway, today you can say there is more. I've heard people say all the time, is this all there is? Can you imagine somebody in their 20s feeling like that's all there is to life? We got some folks here in their 40s and 50s and 60s. You think back to when you were 20, 24, 25. You think of all the stuff that you did and how much you didn't know about life and all the things that happened from the time you were 25 to the time you're 50 and the time you're 60. All those beautiful things that happened when you thought at 25, is this all there is? Amen. But can you imagine now you start your life even today, say, I've been a Christian, I know the word, I say, I challenge you to get even closer to God, amen? I challenge you to want more of Him and less of you, amen? And to say, I want that. I want to face life with God's help. And the more you do that, the more you say, this is good, that this book is good, this church is good, that the day that you don't come, your spirit will say, something's wrong today. I don't feel like what I need to feel. And then you'll say, ah, I know. I have a couple, a friend of ours and his wife, they yearn to be here. She can't get her work schedule changed, and they're praying about it. So you all pray with me. But he said to me, he's only been here like 3 times, and he said, Larry, every time I come there, I feel this peace. And I want that. I feel so. We need to be here. And I know that he knows that. And he will be here. Amen. When God opens that door for him. But we need to pray for him. Today you say there is more to this. And I tell you this, no matter where you are in your life, today, with God, there is always more. Say that with me. With God, there is always more. Do you believe it? A future, a hope. No longer your power, for you run out of power. Anybody ever get tired? Run out of power. You plug into God's power and you get God's promises, you come back more determined. All right, here we go. You're all with me. How many know the devil's a liar? Amen? The father of all lies. He lives in your thoughts through your words. You know that? He lives through your thoughts, through your words. He doesn't know your thoughts. You know, the Bible says that the devil can't read your mind. He doesn't have to read your mind. How many profess things that you tell every day that you don't understand that the devil's heard you say that? I hate that. I don't want. I can't. This ain't. And the devil's saying, good, I got you. You don't have to tell me anymore. When you say, I can't. Anybody ever said that? God says, you know what God says? Do it. God's saying, do it. No such thing as I can't with God, amen? He's telling you, who's telling you you can't? Who? The devil. He's a what? But you believe him. You know how I know? Because you're not doing it. When God says, do it. When you say, I'm scared or tired, God says, I am with you. Let's go. Amen? Just those two things today. Just the thing. You give in. With God, you overcome obstacles. With evil, your fear, you fall to them. Amen? Every day that you don't do what your heart wants you to do because your brain says you can't, every day the devil wins. So you have no testimony for the next day because you said you can't do it, so you didn't do it. Amen? So the next day you wake up and say, oh, I can't do that. And the devil says, good, I don't have to worry about you. Let me go somewhere else. Let me go to Dave. Let me go to Marilyn. Let me go to Walter. Because you just said, yeah, I got you. You just said you can't do it. And I don't have to worry about you because you don't trust anybody except yourself. But the day you wake up and say, I'm afraid, but I'm going to do it. Because God said, do it. God said, I am with you. Have the joy. Because when the devil steals something from you that is so important, folks, he steals your joy. Amen? You got things you want to do, things you're planning on doing, and you don't do them because you're afraid the devil wins. Guess who loses? Who? Do you say to yourself, well, I just don't feel good enough to do it? And God is saying, what are you talking about? I'm right here with you. Do it, and we'll do it together. Amen? Imagine that. You're doing a sacrifice now. Now, listen to me. You got something you don't want to do, and you're afraid to do it, and you say, I can't do it, and then you do it with God. Amen? And you realize that you're not alone. God is with you doing it. Amen? God is going to carry you through it. And after you do it, and you feel good about doing it, then your spirit feels good about doing it. Amen? That you have what? A testimony to tell people the next day about who? Not about you, right? You just said, I can't do it, but I did it. You know how I did it? God helped me do it. God is not leaving you. God is always ready. God is waiting for you to step up. And then he can lift you up. What does the Bible tell us? What does the Bible tell us about God? You, who? You have to do what? How many things? How many things? Yankees are number one. One thing. You have to do one thing. You have to seek. You have to do that. Sometimes you have to ask. Amen. Sometimes you have to knock. Amen. You have to walk in. You have to take the first step. God is saying, you take that first step, and I'm going to carry the rest. It's going to be an escalator right after that. Amen? God is saying, you let the devil know who you are. You're my son. You stand up and do what you say you can't do. You stand up and do what you're afraid to do. You stand up and know that God has got your back. He's got your front. He's got your sides. Amen? But you have to do the first thing. You have to stand in faith. Amen? If you say, I believe God, and you don't do anything, then nobody else is going to do anything. Amen? Nobody else is going to want to know that God. Nobody else is going to see your joy. Your family's not going to see it. Your children aren't going to see it. Your friends aren't going to see it. So what does that do for God? Nothing. But the second you stand out in faith, you come to church. Your friends say, you went to church? Mr. George Myers is sitting there. I love that man. I've loved him since I was a little boy. Seeing him come to this church to me is a miracle in God. Amen? Not because of him, but because I know George, and I know that he has a good heart, a giving heart, a loving heart. But now he's coming to church for other reasons. Amen? For more, because God has blessed him. Amen? In so many ways he's left. And he knows that. And the more he learns that, the more he's going to start telling other people about him. Amen? See, that's what God does. That's how the church is going to get full, because you're going to tell somebody, I go to this church, and this pastor's crazy. He's just a crazy guy. But they talk about God, and when I leave there, I feel better. I feel stronger. I feel like there's hope. I feel like there's future, because he preaches the word to me. He doesn't look down. In fact, he raises his hand. He says, how many people need help? He admits that he's just a pastor, and he's the leader of the church as far as the flock goes. But he's a man who needs God just as much as everybody else. Amen? Are you with me? Hallelujah. When you say, I can't, God says, do it. You say that with me. When you say, I can't, God says, when you say, I'm afraid, God says, I am with you. What did we read before? What did we read about fear? He didn't give you a spirit of fear, amen? When you gave your life to God, he gave you his spirit, amen? So the spirit, the bondage of fear is gone, amen? God said, I took that from you. Why are you walking? You know, there's people who still walk around in guilt from things they did 30 years ago. God said, why do you do that? I forgave you. What are you doing? You don't have time to carry all that baggage, because I want you to do stuff for me now. I want you to tell other people how I changed your life, how I helped your life, amen? Hallelujah. You are the salt of the earth. Who is? We are. Hallelujah. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled under the foot of men. He's saying that if we don't want God, we don't have any seasoning. Amen. If we don't tell others about God, we're lost, just like the world is lost. Amen. It's one thing to know about faith. It's one thing to know about Jesus. And it's the next thing to have the faith in Jesus. Amen. To take that step. How many here are perfect? None of us, amen. So we're all growing together, amen. So if we're all growing together, we're all walking in that faith walk. We're not perfect, so don't think you have to be perfect. Listen to this. Four lines in the Bible. Four. How many? Four lines in the Bible that tells the church and tells us, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Do you understand what that means? Put a city right up on top of the hill. Hallelujah. Cannot be hidden. That was Hierapolis in Greece, the city on the hill where the Parthenon was, amen, where the Greeks met, where the Greek council met. That was a city, Acropolis they called it, in Athens, Greece, a city on a hill. If you historians look it up on a map and you look up at the pictures, you'll see a city on top of a what? You can see it from all the way around. It cannot be hidden, amen? A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. This church set upon God, amen, cannot be hidden. If the spirit in this church is for God and the light shines from this church, it cannot be hidden. People are outside seeing you all walk out of here with joy and peace. It cannot be hidden, amen. When you start to tell other people about this church and about your God, amen, it cannot be hidden, amen. Look around and see what God is doing. Hallelujah. That's what he's saying. In Matthew, and Jesus asks, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. Who? And Jesus is saying this, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. I challenge each and every one of you today to spend this week glorifying your God in heaven. I challenge each and every one of us, including your pastor, this week to face your fears with God, to face your doubts with God. I challenge each and every one of you this week that the words "I can't" do not come out of your mouth. I don't care what you're feeling. I don't care what your body tells. I don't care how afraid you are. You say, God is with me. I'm afraid. My spirit, because I've fallen back with the Lord or because I didn't trust Him enough, is weak. But God is strong. Amen. I challenge you to make every "I can" an "I can" or an "I did." It doesn't matter how good you did it. Amen. It doesn't matter if you were up here the most perfect way. The fact is that you did it. And other people see that you did it, knowing that you were afraid to do it. Amen. And then they say, boy, I'm so glad you did that. And you'll say, no, I didn't do it, but God inside me did it because I didn't want to. When I drive on the highway this week, I'm going to say, I didn't want to. But my God said, there's joy out there that you're losing because of what you're feeling. Amen. I admit it. Amen. I admit it. I'm telling you that I'm challenging each and every one of you this week to not say, I can't, I won't, it's not possible, or whatever other doubts that you talk about to yourself. And you stand up and say, God is with me. This week, I'm going to dedicate to God. And when you come here next week and you've made it through the whole week, you're going to say, boy, that was an awesome week with God. Give Him praise and glory, church. God, amen. I challenge you. I'm challenging each, and I'm raising my hand. I'm challenging you. Don't worry about backslide. Don't let the devil get your thoughts all where. Just know that the more you want to be with God, the more you love Him, the more you understand, the more this is where you want to be on Sunday. I say this in church. If you have a church and other churches, I know we have friends who visit us. I say that you know, go where God planted you, but I hope He planted you here as a pastor. But just understand, don't let those thoughts enter you. Just say, I want more of God. Where I've been hasn't been exactly everything I wanted it to be. I want tomorrow to be with God. Give Him praise. Church where you can really just talk to God for just a couple of minutes. Don't let anything distract you and let your thoughts be about the Lord. Some churches call this the Lord's Supper. It's simply a memorial to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Bible says that He took the bread, blessed and broke it, and passed it to His disciples and said, eat, for this is my body that's going to be torn for you. I'm going to stand in the gap. I'm going to take upon your sins. He said, take this and eat, and do this in remembrance of me. Amen. It's a time for you to talk to God. Thank Him. If you say, I don't know what to say to God, start with, thank you, Lord. Thank you for getting me here today in my right mind. When there's millions of people that don't have that opportunity today, Lord, but you gave it to me. Thank you for the gas in my car. Thank you for my 2 feet that can make me walk here, Lord. The gift of being able to walk. The gift of being able to see your blue skies today, Lord, to feel your warmth. Feel the sun today on this summer day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all this. And then talk to Him. Pray to Him. Remember that He is your strength. The more that He is your strength, the less you get in the way of that. Not you, but Him. Not me, but you, Lord. And give Him thanks this morning. Give Him thanks for everything He's done for you up to this point. Are you with me? There was a couple on TV that they had a 4-year-old that the little girl had a, what do you call, pacifier. And she was still using the pacifier. Anybody have a children like that? One was a blanket. What was Nikki's? Madison's? Stuffed animals. And the thing I want to tell you about man and where confusion can lie in, they had three. How many? psychologist, I don't know, some big name before the psychologist. So these were three psychologists from all different areas, one guy and two women, and they were talking about this one thing about the four-year-old with the pacifier. And all three of those psychologists, amen, people smarter than me, gave a different answer. And so I sit back and say, there lies the confusion. Because if you go to one, you think you got the answer unless you go to the other one. But with God, there's always one answer. He said, I'm the way. I'll help you. I'll lead you. God is not confusion, amen? And I'm not even saying that any one of those three people were wrong, because I really don't know. But what made me smile, and I said to my bride, I said, look, three psychologists, schooled, college graduates, three of them, and they don't agree on this one thing. How can there not be confusion in the world, amen? But with God, with God in your life, there's not confusion. Amen? There's strength atop of strengths. And I challenge you this week, and I'm challenging myself this week, to not let those words, I can't, come out of your mouth. To not let the fear rule you. To not let the devil steal your joy. You got things in your heart you want to do. You got things in front of you that you've been talking about doing. I'm telling you, start doing. Because God is saying, well, I want to help you, but you haven't started yet. Amen? You know the old joke about the person that wanted to win the lottery. Amen. You all heard that story before. Lord, help me win the lottery every day. And finally God said, please, would you buy a ticket first? I mean, it's funny, we all laugh, but it's the truth with God, amen? He's saying, would you take a step out in faith so I can walk with you? Because I can't do anything until I know that you're going to do it with me, amen? Give him praise. I want him to inhabit this church.